How you doing out there today, guys? This is Bryant with your 50 Shades of Collier podcast. It's been a while, been a long while. Life carried me in a different direction there for a little while, and I've kind of, you know, didn't lose my sight of my goals. It just kind of got delayed, kind of got set on the back burner, and so I hadn't been doing the podcast, as you know, at all. Or I've been still doing some, trying to keep some of my social media and stuff going. You know, it's a process, it's a journey. You know, when I first started, I was worried so much about the likes and, you know, and all that sort of thing, and going, oh my goodness, I'm not getting any likes. And then I was getting 35, 40 likes on some things, and I was pumped about that, actually. I was like, all right, look at here, you know. And but then that faded away. The likes faded away, but then my desire for the likes faded away. I mean, sure, I want people to get, you know, gain, you know, knowledge, or, you know, gain some value from my content, or motivation, inspiration, whatever it is, you know, that I put out that particular day. And, you know, I put a lot of motivational quotes and things like that, and most of the things that I put out are all things that I have actually used to help me, you know, change my mindset and you know, change the way I look at things, and the whole big picture of the way I view life, the motivation, you know, to get up out of bed and all that. But that all comes with the whole mindset. And I'm sure by now you've, like me, you follow the same guys, you've read the same guys, and you know, from Tom Bilyeu to Tony Robbins, you know, Jim Rohn's old stuff, or some of his stuff in general, Zig Ziglar, you know, you have access to all the same guys. Les Brown's, you know, obviously one of my favorites. But I think people take, you know, they take a lot of the same things from it, but they also take, you know, something different. Each person comprehends or listens to things and you know, takes different, I really believe a different set of values from each speaker, or from, you know, from whatever. But the point I'm making is, you know, when I was first getting started, I was looking for some type of motivation, some sort of, sign, something, anything to kind of guide me and help me along. Like, my goodness, you know, what do I do next? You know, all that sort of thing. So everything I put out, you know, I have found value, and it's brought me, you know, some great inspiration, some great added motivation when needed. You know, all sorts of different things. You know, obviously, you know, I've continued. There's times I've stumbled and, you know, went back to my old ways to begin with, of, you know, procrastination and putting things off and doubt and accepting, you know, mediocrity. But one thing I'm happy to say that, you know, and you know, I don't do that anymore. I honestly don't. I've come a long way, and if any of you've heard any of my earlier stuff, one of the main things that, you know, I talked a lot about was accountability. Playing the victim, and that was one of the you know, issues, unfortunately, that I dealt with. I say unfortunately, but it's really not, because to me, that's just an obstacle. It's a setback. It's a failure in a sense. But inside that failure, inside that setback, inside that obstacle, becomes, you know, I gain strength. You know, I learned a lot about myself. But it opened up the door. It opened up opportunity. And so I've grabbed a hold of that opportunity, and it's, you know, and I'm going in the right direction. You know, I was just like many of you, wanting the overnight success, you know, and you know, wanted something, you know, I wouldn't say something for nothing, but something awful quick, something now, you know, and if it didn't happen, you know, I had that dabbler's mentality. You know, I would try, oh, this don't work. Even though it's worked for many others, it ain't working for me. you know, and things like that. And that's just, and that's just a terrible, terrible attitude to have. And again, I've come a long way, and I obviously don't see things that way anymore. You know, Gary Vee, obviously, I'm sure you either love him or you hate him, but many of you love him. I'm sure many of you do hate him. Either way, you do gain valuable content whether you love him or hate him. I don't agree or disagree with everything he's got. You know, everybody's certainly entitled to their own opinion. And again, when you have people like this, you're not going to always agree with everything they say. But you, everybody, and I mean everybody, whether you like him or not, can gain value if you can get over your closed-mindedness. And one of the things that he pushes is enjoy the process, enjoy the journey, be in it for the long haul. You know, it's not going to happen overnight. There's no secret formula. I know many of you, including myself, that's what I want. I want to tell me what you did. Well, there is a plan. There is a formula. But it's not a get-rich-quick formula. It's not an overnight success formula. It's, you know, find out what you're passionate about. You know, you got to believe first you can. You got to believe. You got to get your mind right. You got to really believe in yourself. When you look in the mirror, do you honestly believe in yourself? Do you believe you can? You got to first believe it. Then you got to visualize and think it. If you can think it, it can happen. You become what you think about. Bob Proctor, you know, said that best, and I agree 100%. You become what you think about. If you continue to think negatively, you know, think about, you know, victim's mentality, you know, guess what? You're going to stay there. You know, that saying, I can and I can't, you know, you're both right. You know, whether you say I can or I can't, you're both right. It's up to you. You can if you want. You can if you want. So that's the first thing you got to honestly do. You've got to find a way to find the time to really start meditating, visualizing, use affirmations. You got to start, you know, I listen a lot, and I know I ramble a little bit, but that's, you know, that's where you get the 50 Shades of Kai. You know, I'm talking about the same subject, but in a different ways. You know, Bruce Lipton's another guy, and Joe Dispenza, there's a couple guys I really believe in. They're real big in the whole brain activity and all that sort of thing, and believing in yourself you know, and all that sort of thing. God, sorry. Anyway, but, you know, Bruce Lipton really believes that, you know, your first, I think it's 2 years old to 7 years old is when, you know, your subconscious that's when it's formed. That's basically your subconscious is set. So whatever you're telling your kid or filling your kid's head with is what's going to stick with him. And when you get older, that's going to be great for you or bad for you, depending on what, you know, what's been drilled into their mentality, into their subconscious mind. So once you reach, say, I'm 41 years old, and so when you reach my age, or even earlier than that, obviously, but I mean, I'm talking about me now. So when I started this thing, I was 40. You know, when you're 40, you're pretty set in your ways, and you can't use that as an excuse. You got to find a way out. But it is true. Sometimes you become a victim, you know, of your old ways, your old school ways, your old school mentality, you know, the way you've always done it, because your subconscious mind takes over. You know, that becomes your habits, your routines, things you get used to, good and bad. So in order to really take back control, reprogram your mind, you know, they believe you really 100%, you got to go meditate, do some sort of meditation, some sort of sleep hypnosis. So I started kind of doing a little meditation, visualizing there before I go to sleep at night. And then I sleep with earbuds. I need to get me some headphones, but sleep with earbuds. And I'm listening to, some sort of sleep hypnosis meditation type thing, to reprogram my mind to think the way it needs to think. Think like I'm wealthy. Think, you know, believe that I can be. you know, believe everything positive that I say. I want to truly, truly believe. And I want my subconscious mind to 100% believe that, to take over that. And so that way I can start, you know, really 100% being in charge and being in control. And so that's what you really got to do. It starts with your mindset. If you can't get your mind right, you're never going to be successful. But once you get your mindset, so you need to work on you. You're the problem, not your brother, not your sister, not your wife. I'm not saying they're not issues. You do have issues. But at the end of the day, you're in control of yourself. You don't like your life, you can change it. And it is that easy. I'm not saying it's easy to do, but it is that easy. It's going to be hard work, but it is. The formula is easy. You just got to do it. You just got to do it. And once you get your mind right, the sky's the limit. Then you got to form, you know, you got to come up, you know, with some sort of plan. Figure out, it, you know, like I said, what it is that you love to do. And remember, being happy is a choice. Don't wait till the time's right. Don't wait till the money's right. Time's never going to be perfect. Choose today to be happy. Choose today to be grateful for the many, many blessings that each and every one of you have in your life. Every one of us have bad things, you know, things, you know, that have happened or that we go through. But you also have many, many blessings to be thankful for. And you should do that every single day, morning and night. You know, be grateful for what you have. Be thankful for the many blessings that you have. And when you start adopting that mentality and start appreciating the things you have, choosing to be happy and believing in yourself and starting to set your goals, write them down, start researching, setting a plan, and then dig deep, roll your sleeves up, and take action. I promise you, a life of abundance and wealth and success awaits you. Now, how long that'll be, I don't know. But I know this, if you will continue to apply yourself every single day, refusing to give up, expecting failures, expecting setbacks. Remember, all these setbacks and failures are as an opportunity to, is all they are. They turn into opportunities. You got to go a different way. You got to try a new direction. Whatever it is, that's all it means. You only become a failure when you choose to quit. So if you'll dig down deep, continue to plug away, stop living in the past, be ready to change your mind, change your life, change your mindset, change everything about you, change your story, take action, do something every day. It doesn't matter how slow you are. It doesn't matter if it's baby steps. Do something every single day towards your goals, towards your dreams, to make it happen. And if you will dedicate yourself, commit yourself to the journey, to the process, to the long haul, and you do this every day, stay consistent, doing something daily, refusing to quit, don't give up, taking those many failures that you have as learning opportunities, as a chance to, you know, get stronger, to improve yourself, and keep going, staying positive. You know, you can look at it positively, you can look at it negatively. That is up to you. I choose to see things positive. Are you going to be walking around all the time whipping, you know, whistling zip-de-doo out your ass? No, you're going to get pissed off. You're going to get angry. You're going to have negative, you know, thoughts. That's normal. That's human nature. But your mind doesn't need to stay there. It doesn't need to stay there. You need to turn around, count to five, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath, readjust, reset, and get back after it. I promise you, if you'll keep doing these things, and, you know, whether it's, you know, affiliate marketing, you know, selling on Amazon, you know, whatever it is, you know, selling hay, I mean, just whatever makes you happy. Whatever you want to do, You know, I want to build that laptop lifestyle. You know, I want to be able to work for anywhere in the world. I want control of my days. My wife's 3 years from retiring, and that's my goal. I want to be set up in those 3 years so she can, I'll just be honest with you, stick her middle finger up to her workplace and tell them to go to hell. She's been mistreated. She's been overlooked. Pretty much forever. You know, you got to have a degree. She got a degree, nothing changed. Oh, you need to do this. She did it, nothing's changed. Bottom line is, people, and I'm not trying to turn this into some kind of political, sexist thing, but that is the situation. That still goes on. So, not to get off subject, because I'm not making this into a political, but my point is, I love my wife, I love my family, that's what makes me tick. I want to spend all my time with her, with them. And I want to have this thing, my affiliate marketing, selling on Amazon, I want to do, those are all the things I want to do. I want to write a book, I'm fixing to start a blog. And no, it's not too late to blog, people. You can still do it. Blogging turns into other things. But I want to do all this sort of thing and be set so me and my wife can do this stuff together. Anyway, this is going to be a brief little moment. I just got off of work. I'm still working a 9-to-5, but that's, I'm ready to cut loose of that as soon as possible. 3 years, and I'm going to cut loose of all of it, maybe before, depending on everything. But I want to ease back into it, just tell you what I've been going through, the things I've been happening. I basically, like I said, took another 9-to-5 job. The affiliate marketing, it's done some things. It hadn't been what I, personally wanted to be. I'm still trying to figure out the whole YouTube thing, really trying to get something to take off. But the point is, back on the Instagram, I don't care about the likes. Sure, people do likes, but I mean, I don't like it if you truly don't like it. If it brings value to you, then that's what I want. That's all that matters to me. Right now I'm only getting 4 or 5 at times. It's okay. I don't care. It's a big inspiration, motivational quotes, things like that. It's big business. It's a lot of competition there. But again, I'm not personally competing. I'm really not. I want to bring value. And if I can bring value to one person, I'm happy. But look, do some research. If you're not listening to some of those guys that I listed, start listening to those guys. They can change your life. But no one can do it for you. No matter how many motivational, inspirational speeches you listen to, if you don't take action, nothing's ever going to change. Nothing's ever going to change. So believe in yourself. Look in the mirror and love what you see. I believe in affirmations, but I believe in meditation. Start that. Start changing on the mindset. Work on you. Start working on you. Okay, that's the key. Start working on you. And when you get done with you, then that's when you can start getting your businesses off the ground. You can start believing in yourself. I'm talking about like really believing that you can make these businesses work. But believing in yourself and starting to do all those things will make you a better person, not just in business, but in your personal life. I've been married, just had my 20th anniversary back in June. I'm a very happy man. I'm not satisfied in my business part of it, but I'm very thankful for my wife. I have the best wife in the world. She's absolutely a saint. And, she does so much. She's just she's a caretaker. She's awesome. Totally would be lost without her. I have 3 children I've talked about before. I'm happy. I have a lot to be thankful for. I'm not quite pulling in the money that I really want. I make pretty decent money in my 9-to-5, but again, I'm selling my time for money. If I don't get up and go to work tomorrow, technically I'll get paid, but the point is, if I get up and go because I have to, but I only get paid because I've got days. I still have to use days. So, I want to do something today that I can continue to make money on and for years to come. That's my goal. But I'm going to be happy regardless because I choose to be. So people, realize that being happy is a choice. How you respond is a choice. You're always going to have haters. The more successful you are, the more haters you're going to have. Know it, expect it. You're going to fail many, many times, but that's what persistence is all about. Failing 19 times, but on that 20th time, you get back up and you do it again, and you become a success. So change your mindset. Work on yourself. That's number one. Can't do anything without that. Get you a plan together. You know, get you some goals set up. Start dreaming big as you can. And then you got to start taking action, people. You got to start taking action. Quit looking for overnight successes. Quit dabbling. Find something and really pour everything you got into it. It's nothing wrong with adding multiple streams of income, but you got to get one stream coming first. Work on one stream and then work on others. And I promise you, if you'll settle in, commit in, dedicate yourself to the long haul, to the long process, to the journey, and you keep applying and refusing absolutely no matter what, no matter how many times you get knocked down, you don't freaking quit. Keep getting your ass up and saying, come on, I want some more. I want some more. That's what you got to keep saying to yourself. You keep doing that, and I promise you, you will have success, a life of abundance and wealth, happiness, just everything you could ever dream will happen if you will just commit yourself to the process and keep doing what it takes and refusing to quit. All right, I'm going to start being more consistent. Today is Thursday. I'm going to do a little session again tomorrow. I'm going to start a little session, you know, chatting with Bryant. It's kind of what I'm doing on my way home, and I probably may do a little bit on the way to work. Start doing some Facebook Live stuff, some things like that. I'm just starting to, you know, feel my way, people. But I promise you, I'm never going to quit. And one of these days, you're going to know who the hell Bryant Collier and 50 Shades of Collier is. You're going to know. You may not know me now, but you're going to. This is Bryant Collier signing off with the 50 Shades of Collier podcast. Stay tuned. Check me out tomorrow. I'm on multiple platforms. If you like what you hear, I'm back, so I'll be posting regular podcasts talking about, you know, gosh, just different things. Check out my email. Email me if you want to talk about something in particular. Anyways, look forward to speaking with you. Hoping, you know, find my content. I'm 50 Shades of Collier on Instagram. The same thing on Facebook. You can find me in that way. It's Bryant. It's actually Bryant Collier. I think you can find me there with the Collier Company, but Bryant Collier on Facebook. Anyway, just get busy. Get work, you know, get busy, changing your life, taking action, and I promise you, you have a lot of success coming your way. You just got to be willing to dig down deep and never quit. Again, this is Bryant Collier signing off with 50 Shades of Collier podcast. I'll see you, be talking to you tomorrow. Have a good afternoon.